It's 2 minutes to seven on breakfast. Let's check the finance news with Lexi Metherell. Hello, Lexi.
Hi, Fran. The Australian dollar has broken through $1.03 US for the first time since 1982. It seems investors are betting that the rebuilding effort in Japan will be a boon for Australia's iron ore and coal industries, and the renewed global scepticism about nuclear power and the rising oil price will lift demand for Australian natural gas. So that's why the dollar's been flying. For equities, though, it's been a pretty steady night. There was some good news for the US economy. Consumer spending grew by more than expected in February. And shortly before the close of trade, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 25 points at 12,245. Leading the gains has been the telco company AT&T and the aluminium producer Alcoa. The S&P 500 index has gained 1 point and the tech-heavy NASDAQ is down 1 point. In London, the FTSE 100 finished 4 points ahead at 5,904. BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto PLC both rose more than 0.5% despite a fall in base metals prices. And it looks like there'll be a modest rise on the local share market today. In futures trade, the ASX SPY 200 is up 6 points. It fell about 0.1% yesterday. Spot gold is lower. It's fetching around $1,419 an ounce. Oil's also dropped. West Texas crude is worth $104 a barrel. Tapas crude fell yesterday to $120 a barrel, still very high. And the Japanese yen has been falling as concerns about radiation levels around the damaged Fukushima power plant have grown. A short time ago, the Australian dollar was worth 83.91 yen. It's fetching 102.69 US cents, 64.19 British pence, and 72.87 euro cents. And Fran, that's this morning's market report.
Thanks very much, Lexi.